Imagine a miniature Walmart with drastically different merchandise. Instead of back-to-school clothing, there's lingerie and sex toys replace children's toys. This is what the Penthouse Boutique in New Haven County, Connecticut looks like. The Adult Emporium is one of several big box adult chains throughout the U.S. From member station WSHU, Tandalea Wilder reports.
On a sunny afternoon in Milford, Connecticut, people are walking along the picturesque town green. Several churches and mom-and-pop stores dot the streets of well-kept homes. A few miles down the road, just off the interstate, and near a group of big-box stores, Greek statues flank a huge building with a pink stucco facade. About the size of a small supermarket, it's positioned near a suggestive billboard, which seems out of place in this church-dotted suburb. The sign says, "Welcome to the Penthouse Boutique." Inside, this 15,000-square-foot outfit has all the hallmarks of a large chain. It's spacious, bright, and professionally decorated. The store is neatly divided into different sections for costumes, oils, magazines, and DVDs. General Manager George Coates is young, seems sort of shy, and like the other employees, is dressed in a conservative black uniform.
When you walk in, you're going to have everything from regular attire, t-shirts, tank tops, and then it gets into intimate apparel, which is going to be like lingerie, negligees, things like that, as well as leather whips, rubber whips.
25-year-old Jessica, who prefers that her last name not be used, is buying two outfits for her job as an exotic dancer at a Milford gentleman's club. She says people have the wrong impression about stores like the Penthouse Boutique.
Yeah, all the people that come here are weirdos and child molesters and perverts and drug dealers and heroin addicts and stuff like that, and it's not true.
Most of the customers today are well-dressed middle-aged men browsing through the store's well-stocked adult video section. Mark Kearns is the senior editor at Adult Video News, a magazine that reports on the adult entertainment industry. He says adult superstores like the Penthouse Boutique use a clever and successful marketing strategy to attract these shoppers and even women and couples looking to spice up their sex lives.
Public officials used to be able to go on a rampage about ugly-looking adult stores that attracted, you know, criminals and things like that. They really can't do that with these stores because, you know, very upscale people are going into them and the owners are going out of their way to make sure that the place looks good, that the neighborhood around them is kept clean.
And the strategy seems to be working. Sex stores are a booming business. The number of adult superstores across the nation has soared over the past 10 years. The owner of the Penthouse Boutique, Daniel Quinn, has 11 similar stores in Connecticut with names like Erotic Empire and In the Mood. Lion's Den Adult Superstores of Columbus, Ohio is among the largest chains with more than 32 shops. 12 of its stores opened within the past 3 years.
We think that these types of stores give Milford a black eye.
Jim Ricciatelli is the mayor of Milford. He says the community fought hard to keep Penthouse Boutique out of the neighborhood, but was unsuccessful. He says the First Amendment gives them the right to peddle their wares.
We can't stop them. The law of the land and the Supreme Court has held that they have a right to be here. But we can restrict where they go. And so that's what we've done.
Communities without zoning ordinances specifically outlawing adult businesses are fair game for adult industry entrepreneurs. Bishop J. Ramirez leads the Kingdom Life Christian Church in Milford. Opposed to the store on moral and religious grounds, he has this advice for communities who look to crack down on porn stores.
Pass the most aggressive ordinances you possibly can, beginning with setbacks 300 or more feet from any church, any school, residential. Start with those kinds of things at the very least.
Adult industry lobbyist Kat Sunlove doesn't understand what all the fuss is all about. She calls the superstore phenomenon capitalism at its best.
No one will ever drag them in that door and force them to buy an adult product. So why it's so distressing to them, even if that business is located outside of a zoned area, away from sensitive uses, why they care is really very odd to me.
Other than restrictive zoning, communities can only block these kinds of stores if they can prove harmful secondary effects, like increased crime, blight, or diminished property values. Penthouse Boutique has been in business for over a year, and local police say they've had no problems or incidents. For NPR News, I'm Tondalea Wilder.